Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
People are starting to leave Facebook over the privacy concerns.
But they're probably still on WhatsApp, which is owned by the same people.
Welcome back, said MySpace.
Tom? Tom, are you still here? Tom? Nah. Not even Tom.
Uh-oh. Hi.
Here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning to you.
Uh-oh.
We live in very interesting times.
You don't mean interesting, though, do you? You mean depressing.
No. Well, actually, it could be depressing. Depends how you take this news.
With a tone like that, I'm going to take it as depressing.
These days, we're a lot less likely to laugh so hard we cry, and more likely to just cry. Yes, George, Emojipedia say the number of people using the Tears of Joy emoji has plummeted since early 2017.
Are you serious? We're actually assessing humanity by emoticons.
That is the emoji that's laughing and has got tears coming out of its eyes.
Yeah, but that's about as much use as people going, lol, when you know you sat there with a straight face.
And it used to be the most popular one, but not anymore. And no one's exactly too sure why it's fading out.
It could be that everyone's using the ghost one a lot. It happened again! It's funny because it's true.
Hi FM.
Take a seat. Robin Banks. Right over there.
George Ryland.
You've got to do it in the accent as well, all the way through. But don't put too much into it.
Okay.
So if somebody was just tuning in now, they'd go, oh my God, he sounds passable, but I really like that authentic Australian girl.
They probably won't, but let's give it a go.
Mate, you should have... They probably won't.
Thanks. Let's give it a go.
All right.
So there's a couple in Australia.
Yeah.
And they've got a problem with their neighbour.
Oh, no.
This is Katie and Stephen.
Stephen?
And they're having beef with the man across the road.
Right.
It's been going on for years now.
Oh, no.
And what he's done,
yeah,
you fella across the road,
right?
He's got a twin cab ute, but it's not about that.
Of course he does. Well done, by the way. Well done for getting twin cab ute into it.
He's been a bit of a nightmare, and he's set up in his living room window a lot of mirrors.
Mirrors?
So what's happening now, Robin?
Right.
Is all the reflections are going into Katie and Stephen across the road.
Oh, nice.
And he's done this on purpose.
Nice.
Because he hates them.
Really?
Yeah, he's called Nathan, and he's saying they're idiots across the road. So he's going to blind them until they move.
Blind them until they move. Is that it? That's the story.
They can't even watch the television, mate.
No, they can't watch Home and Away.
Can't even watch Neighbours.
Pippa, you've changed. Oh, that was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots.
Get up!
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Podcast.
It's High FM, there's Robin Banks.
Good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yep.
What's with the little giggle?
You're going to do your April Fool's Day bit.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got some beauties here that I've seen on the internet.
The bigger prank, the better, because it's April Fool's Day and you can get away with it.
You've got all your classics, haven't you? Like your cling film on the loose.
Yes.
Putting ketchup in a donut.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, but I've got some on-trend ones.
Brilliant, okay.
These would drive you insane.
Okay, come on then.
This one's genius.
Right.
Now, you know when you're messaging someone on WhatsApp and you get the speech bubble with the dots because they're typing?
Yeah.
You can actually download a GIF of that.
Can you?
So you can send them that and it just does that over and over.
Brilliant. Oh, I love that.
That would drive you insane.
That is where's this message? How long is this message?
You'd expect an essay, wouldn't you?
What's going on here?
You're like, well, am I in trouble?
But I'll wait for it.
Yeah.
I will wait.
And you'd keep going back all day, wouldn't you? They're still typing.
That is just genius.
Also, this one, I think this verges on cruel. Put a note on someone's car that says, sorry about the damage, had to leave.
And you've got to video that. You've got to have a camera set up.
Because you'd have to check the car, wouldn't you? Many times.
Where is it? Why have they written that note?
And you'd have to get someone else to double check it. Where's the damage?
Is this me going mad? There's a note. There's got to be damage. Why would somebody leave this?
That's just evil.
They're just brilliant.
I love it.
Brilliant.
Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
Today's my birthday. I don't like my birthday.
Do you want me to take this one for you?
I collected Annie from school yesterday, and in her little locker, there was this card. It had glitter over it. So I thought to myself, as I was getting her bag together, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to ruin the surprise, but I'll slide it in without me seeing it, and glitter's going everywhere, right? Glitter's going everywhere.
You do usually have a lot of glitter on you.
Oh,
you have some now, actually,
yeah, that's from the card yesterday. So I slip it in her bag, and as I collect it from her class, we're going out the door, and she turns to me, she goes, Daddy, did you get every... And I went, no, I've got that bit of cardboard, because I wanted her to have an out,
yes,
that, you know, I hadn't seen that it was a card, and a card for me and my birthday that she's made at school. And do you know what she said?
What?
She said, Daddy, that's a card for Mummy for Mother's Day. Oh, my little heart. I thought it was for me, George.
Out! Like, you were even making a card.
Yeah.
You couldn't make two? Yeah.
Reason number 2,942 why I hate my birthday.
And the irony is you're still covered in the glitter from it.
<know. laughs> It's terrible, isn't it?
Happy birthday.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, before we get into this, I know that this is a spam message.
Oh, you don't know that for sure.
Well, there's a part of you always when you get these going, oh, what do you think? You have won $20,000 No Money Reels cash prize. Congratulations to you and all of my family, George.
That's fantastic. And you've not entered anything?
No.
Okay.
To claim your prize, please call the following number. So I'm about to call 944-09801.
The number you are calling is out of reach.
No.
Please try again later.
Obviously, to claim my cash prize, it is a mobile number that I have to call.
That seems standard.
This is... I'm so...
lucky.
I've given my resignation in and everything.
The number you are calling
is
out of reach.
What?
Please try again later. Afwan...
This is not a good scam.
It's not a good scam, is it?
Ill thought through.
We'll send the message. Then we're going to switch our phone off. Right, let me try this one more time. 944-09801. Come on, please answer. Please get through. Please
the
at least...
calling is out of reach.
No.
Please try again later.
Look, if you get any messages at all saying that you've won any amount of money, please don't think that they're real. Because people do get scammed by these things. It is amazing the amount of people. They wouldn't do it otherwise.
Especially vulnerable people, which is the worst. On this occasion, turns out it's not a very good scam.
It's not.
But you do have to be vigilant these days.
Yeah, no, you do. And there's some really amazing scams out there. This one obviously still works.
It's a little homemade.
Yeah. And it feels like it as well. And they sent a picture of a man receiving
the
a prize.
The number you are calling is out of reach.
Look.
Please try.
Well, that must be legit. There's a picture.
Yeah. This could be you.
Follow us on Instagram. At High FM Radio.
You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Yeah.
I'm George Ryland.
Yep.
You were saying about scams before.
Yeah, and the call that I made.
Yeah, and you do have to be careful.
Yes, you do.
On occasion, though...
Ah.
The Rylands have been a little too careful.
George Ryland over there, about to tell us a story, doing a Ryland, and now a scam call. How much money did you end up losing?
No, this is literally the opposite end of the spectrum.
All right.
So I was at my parents' house in the UK one day, this is a few years back, and I could hear my dad shouting into the phone, obviously hung up. And then he went on this rant for about 5 to 10 minutes about this restaurant that had cold called him.
Yeah.
Trying to make him think he'd already booked a table and that it was a scam.
Right.
That restaurants were doing.
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard of this before.
Okay.
It doesn't seem normal restaurant practice.
Right.
To scam you into eating with them. When he finished, my mum just turned around and went, well, I'll have to phone them back and get the reservation back then, won't I?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have seen that coming.
But on Hockey 1. Here we go.
Here we go.
The Ryland family.
Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Across Oman.
High
This is High FM.
Ah, it is, yes.
Roberge.
It is me. Le Georges.
Ah, oui.
She's over there. There she is.
Paris. Have you been to Paris?
I've been to Paris, yes.
And they've got that big tower thing.
Yes, they've got something, some erection standing there.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What colour is it?
It is brown, isn't it?
It's like metal.
Is it? Yeah, brown.
Yeah. They're going to give it a paint job.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
What colour are they going for?
Apparently, it was originally red, so they're going to put it back to red.
To red?
Which I think is a mistake, Paris.
Why is that
a
mistake?
Why are you doing that? It's like painting Big Ben purple. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Rouge.
Rouge. Now that we've had French week in Oman, apparently all bets are off.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Higher Fun.
I'm going to show you, just from a distance, a website. Who is that there that's adorning that website on the homepage?
Lindsay Lohan, isn't
it's
it?
Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
Okay.
And she is
What's she doing there?
She's the spokesperson for a website in America. Can you read that, or is that too far away from
Get
you?
Connected yeah. with a lawyer today.
With a lawyer
she
today.
She would know.
She is now...
Is that for real?
Yes, it is. She's now a spokesperson for the website lawyer.com. If you need a lawyer and you're in America.
I mean, yeah, I see it. It's very apt. If I was her, I'm not sure I'd touch that with a barge pole, but okay.
They don't actually pay her. She's working off her bill.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them too.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Ed Sheeran is beefing.
What's his beef? What's his problem?
Well, he wants to build a private chapel on his estate in the UK.
For his wedding?
Yes, so he can get married to his fiancée.
Don't go to public one where other people have been.
There's a problem, though, George, because Ed's property has a large population of great crested newts.
Newts?
Newts.
Right.
And these newts are a protected species in the UK. Ed has asked the local county for permission to build the chapel, and they're voting on it, but the neighbours are very concerned. One says, and I quote you, George,
okay.
Any damage to such habitats or the killing of such protected creatures, the newts, can also lead to criminal or civil prosecutions. And another one says,
total disregard to the local ecology.
And yet another one says,
it does appear that Ed, in his desire to satisfy the needs of the spiritual world, continues to overlook his obligations to the living world, particularly that of the protected species, the great crested newts.
I'm writing to the council. And another thing.
Have you finished yet?
No.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, my
oh
friends!
Oh my God!
My morning
Oh
friends.
My God, this is just...
I miss you!
Oh, this is too much! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wafa Al-Belushi. Who hasn't been on the morning show on Hala for, I mean, just ages and ages.
No, I came today just to say hi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I miss you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, of course.
That's why. I don't know why I'm feeling it's been, like I miss you.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah.
It's That's been, why I say it.
Oh, it's been so
put
long.
Put some sad music, please.
Yeah, sad music's on now. Sad music's on. Listen, Wafa, what show are you doing on Hala now?
No, I'm doing the evening show.
Why? Because...
Hala Cafe Live.
Yeah, forget that. Listen,
why?
You need... Because, listen, let me tell you, these guys on Hala now, Kozai and Chatter,
yeah.
They're just not a patch on you.
Ooh, he went
no,
there.
They're
he
not.
There.
Wafa is just amazing.
Oh,
and I miss her. Do you miss her?
What do you want from Wafa?
Nothing. I don't want anything from Wafa. Nothing from Wafa.
I think he wants a side photo.
Can I have a big side photo like they do in there of
really?
You?
Yeah,
you've got a massive
size.
One.
You have to do one.
Please, can you go back onto the morning show on Hala?
I will try, inshallah, to come back soon.
I'm
coming
because
soon.
We miss you so much.
But here in High FM, not in Hell FM.
I don't mind. We could have the three of us.
No, I think that's your job.
You
oh, really?
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Whopper and George. Good morning. The girls take over. Hey, listen, it's great seeing you. Really nice seeing you.
We miss you.
Yeah, we do.
I miss you too, guys.
Miss you loads.
I miss you too.
All right, but she's not going to do anything about it. She's going to go, oh, inshallah, I'll come back on.
Is that, never.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that.
I'm coming soon.
No, you're not.
No, I'm.
No, you're
inshallah,
not. No, inshallah. You see? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's Wafa Al-Balushi!
Yes, he is!
I miss you guys. Wallah. I miss you, George.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
Ooh! What? I got some news for you.
What's up? What's going on?
This might not be exactly what you want, but it's along the right lines.
Great, okay, right.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, I love Brad!
What did you want to happen?
Brad and Jennifer getting back together. Please don't tell me. No. No.
Well,
no.
Just take it down a notch.
Okay.
Apparently he's been low-key dating, but normal people.
Right.
But he has.
Yeah.
Enjoyed a secret meeting.
Oh, I love it.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
At his place.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That can only mean one thing.
Right.
Get up. Gotta get up. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up. Gotta get up.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello to you.
Together we're your morning experience.
No.
So you're driving to work now, you're late, you're trying to think of an excuse that you haven't used before.
I just didn't want to get up.
According to Career Builder's annual Late to Work survey, did you even know there was one of them?
I did not.
25% of us are late at least once a month.
Then 75% are liars.
And 12% said they're late at least once a week.
You'd be late for 3 days in a row. What does this mean? It's Tuesday.
People between 18 and 44 are late at least once a month, 37% of them, right? Compared to just 14% of people over 45. They're just old and can't sleep.
Like me.
The most common excuses we use are, I got stuck in traffic and I overslept. Okay. But when you're late all the time, you've got to get creative.
Inventive.
Right, George? Yes.
Yes.
Here are the three dumbest excuses bosses have said that they've heard.
Brilliant.
Number three, my coffee was too hot and I couldn't leave it until it cooled down.
Wow. I mean, why even turn up at that point?
Number two, my fake eyelashes got stuck together, so I couldn't see.
Now that's actually insanely painful.
And the number one dumb excuse for being late, I was here, but I just fell asleep in the car park.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Good morning to you.
I went to see our friends at Dofar Automotive yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Went in with my Jeep friend because she was taking her Jeep in for service.
Right.
And went about as well as everything does.
Well,
bear in mind, this was nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I was just giving her a lift.
So you had nothing to do with this story, but yet somehow you became embroiled and entangled into something that was absolutely no business of yours.
So, first of all, there was a guy and had his arm in a sling. So we asked him what happened. Lovely
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And he said there'd been an accident involving...
Involving what?
Like machinery.
Oh,
and that was
dear.
It. And I literally went,
no. No. Was his arm, I mean, was it all there?
So
could you
all,
see it?
It's all bandaged up and plastered, the
right.
thumb, and it's in a proper sling. But the appropriate response isn't really,
well, no.
is it? In the middle of
that?
A car showroom.
Did
yeah,
you?
Of course
oh,
I did.
No,
of course I did.
No,
and
no.
then we went in to see David.
All right, David.
All right, David, whose birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday for yesterday,
yeah.
which is nice. We had a nice chat.
Good.
And I sat there for ages, and I...
oh.
We found something on his desk that I wanted, and I sort of battled with myself for a while over this,
yeah.
especially when he said it was his birthday, and I was like, happy birthday! Can I have this?
Is it terrible when you see something that somebody else has and you picture yourself with it? Like, I really want that.
It's a booklet. It just tells you how to off-road and things. I said, do you have any more of this? He went, no.
No,
so I was like,
it's my only one.
Clutching it.
Oh.
You can have that if you want. Thanks.
Oh. And you know they don't want to give it to you.
He was very nice about it.
Yeah, of course he was.
But I did think, I can't just take it because he might notice. Happy birthday.
He's going to steal it.
It did cross my mind.
Is that why you've done this bit, so you can mention David?
Thanks, David.
What else is he missing?
So I'm going back today
to apologise.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
On High FM.
Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Hi.
I'm Robin, she's George.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out to a restaurant, I love fries. What I don't like is the way other people react around them.
Can I have... No!
Especially my wife. Have you noticed that when you have fries, people with you always go like... And this is the quote. They go, can I steal one of your fries?
Because there's no calories in other people's.
And they use the word steal, George. It's a sick, manipulative game, and it's wrong.
Because you know I don't want you to have any.
What they're doing is they're over-exaggerating the scope of the actual crime so that you look like the monster if you refuse.
Yet I ordered the exact amount that I wanted, which was one portion of fries.
Here's how I respond. No, theft is wrong. I had the courage, when the waiter was here, to order my fries. You didn't have such courage.
Joey, don't share food.
You ordered the salad. You made your bed of lettuce, and now you need to live in it. In the morning, we gon'
do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
Hi, FM, Oman.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Good morning to you.
I'm George Riley. Good morning to you. Have you seen all this Facebook stuff?
The
hashtag delete Facebook movement.
Oh no, I haven't seen the movement.
Now this is the guy that set up WhatsApp.
Right.
He actually sold it to Facebook.
That's what I thought.
For $11 billion.
Yeah.
He said it's time to delete the app and this movement has started.
Is this because of all the leaked information?
Yeah, the Cambridge Analytica stuff, like using our data without our permission.
Which Facebook apparently knew about for years.
Yeah.
And Zuckerberg has just come out and he hasn't actually said sorry.
He's not even done sorry, not sorry.
He's not done that.
He's just kind of going...
Well, actually, what we'll do is we will have tighter controls on the apps and delete them if they don't make our standards.
So this guy is saying it's time to delete Facebook. And actually, even when you delete it, that's going to take another 30 days to wipe all of your data. Like, it's not even so much as that's it, it's gone.
Yeah.
You have to actually put some effort into getting away from Facebook.
Could you actually delete Facebook?
I thought about it.
I've thought about it constantly.
But being away from where I grew up,
It
is a nice way to stay in touch with people.
Yeah.
Yet I look at it all the time and it's dull.
But yet it's still there.
And it's a bit FOMO as well. Like,
what's that?
Fear of missing out.
I know, right?
Everyone else is on there. And
oh, please. You didn't like my post. I know. I'm not on Facebook. I've deleted it.
And now, an important message from Facebook regarding the safety and security of your personal information. Recently, you may have heard that hundreds of millions of Facebook users are likely to have had their private information harvested by companies who plan on using it without their permission. Which is why Facebook is immediately instituting the following policy changes. From now on, when third-party companies ask Facebook for your personal information, they'll be required to say, "Pretty please." Not only that, they'll have to correctly hum the theme song from the popular 90s sitcom Friends while riding a unicycle backwards. We're kidding, of course. We're going to give away your personal information no matter what anybody says or does, because, hey, we're Facebook, and we've been making a nice living off your misplaced trust since 2004. See ya, suckers.
Hi, FM. Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Morning.
A new survey asked single people to name the worst things to wear on a date.
I mean, I reckon it's got to be anything a bit sloppy, hasn't it? Or dirty or holes in.
Here are the top five.
Okay.
Super tight shirts at
on
number five. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Number four, clothes that are too young for your age. You don't want that.
Inappropriate.
Number three, baggy clothes. Number two, socks with sandals.
Oh.
What do you think the number one is? The worst thing that you can wear on a date.
Got to be something dirty, hasn't it?
Well, that's what I would think. But 66% say this is the biggest turnoff. Wrinkled clothes.
Really?
Which is good news for all the bros out there in Radio Land. Apparently next time you have a date, you can just wear that hilarious shirt you got for your birthday. The one that says, "I'm with stupid."
From your nan.
And just make sure it's ironed, okay? You'll be fine. Wake up. That was me, just coming towards the microphone.
Class. such a fuss about sitting down.
And moving towards the MIC.
He's so showbiz.
So.
Did you read about this flight that landed at Heathrow Airport yesterday? It's the first scheduled non-stop flight Australia to the UK.
Yes, I did. Yes.
17 hours.
Yes, there were news stories saying what to do for 17 hours.
What would you do? Because I was thinking about this. I could possibly sleep aided.
Yeah.
Verging on the very optimistic 10 of those hours.
Right.
Couple of movies. You're still looking at about 5 hours nothing to do. And you know you're going to get that cramp in your knees.
And you
become agitated.
You have to really think about it going into it. Because what if you have that person next to you? You know that person?
That person.
That person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the child.
Oh, my God.
The unrestrained child.
I know.
Even if you've remortgaged your house to go business.
Right.
And you've got a flatbed.
Yeah.
17 hours.
That's a long time.
At some point,
yeah,
the crazy's going to start leaking out.
Oh, God, yeah.
Isn't it?
And that's
going to be all over the aisles.
You're talking about me and you,
yeah.
Right? Nobody else, yeah. Me and you. The worst thing that happens is I fall asleep for probably 10 minutes.
On someone else's shoulder, dribbling.
And then wake up thinking, oh my God, it must be 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, there's probably about 2 hours left to go.
Wrong!
15!
No, completely. Or you fall asleep, okay, you're in a beautiful sleep, and the stewardess wakes you up to feed you. No! And then you can't get back to sleep.
Also, can you not just leave it there? Because I'm going to want it. I just don't want it right now.
Yeah, please, just leave it there. It's fine. Can you microwave this, please?
Oh, and the person next to you that you don't know hasn't eaten their bread roll.
And you're eyeing it.
They're going to eat that.
And they're thinking, oh, my God, 16 hours left of this. Can you move me, please?
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Look at me. I'm a big, fat slob.
George Ryland.
And she is some lady, that I can tell you.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
Come up to the microphone, guys. Come up, come up. There you go. There's Kozai from Halle, right there.
I want to see.
Do you know what he's doing? He's grabbing the mic so Shatter cannot take it.
Always, we are the one.
Yeah, look, why? She's in the background. And he's got the headphones. He's got the microphone. Good. Now Shatter's reached over. Now she's. Oh, I like this. I like this.
It is
Shatter and Kozai from
Shatter, and this is Kozai.
There they are.
I want to sing a song before I start talking.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Right.
Here we go.
You want Arabic song?
Brilliant.
Please.
Awesome. Here
please,
we go.
Please. He's
a singer.
He's a singer.
Yeah.
I hear him in the office sometimes, and he is amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. I will not sing.
Yeah, come on. Just get to it.
I need water, please. Water.
You want some water?
Control, please.
All right, let's go. Should we get him some water?
It's better to not. It's better to not.
No, I don't
want
water.
Just want to get out.
He don't want to sing. He don't want to sing, you know?
He doesn't want to sing.
Yeah.
This is very confusing.
This is just ridiculous. Hey, listen, guys, what happened with the engineers running in about 20 minutes ago?
Shadow will talk about it.
Delegation.
Did it all go wrong? What happened?
No, there were some problems, but we control it.
Well, no, you didn't control it.
No, we controlled it.
The engineer came in because there was.
And engineering and we as a presenter controlled it.
We as presenters controlled it. If you're anything like us, we go, oh, I don't know what. What are we going to do?
We went there.
You went into the other studio.
Yeah.
It's horrible, isn't it? The other studio.
Yeah, yeah.
The backup studio is just the worst. Because I was listening.
Anyways.
I was having a little listen.
Anyways.
And you. Oh, you want to go now?
I'm very sad.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave.
Right, okay. Thanks for that.
Well,
all right.
Just.
Yeah, okay. You don't need to say anything.
No,
it's fine.
You.
It's fine.
Thank
just go. Just go. Just
thank
go.
Thank you. Thank you.
There is Shatter and Kozai.
You don't have food.
I'm doing your out cue.
You don't have food.
I'm doing your out cue.
You don't have food.
Shatter and Kozai from Halle. There they are. There they are.
Get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
Hello, good morning to you. We got an email, haven't we?
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
If you'd like to email us, you can do it through the website, highfmradio.com. And click on myself and George, and then there's a little form there you can fill in. Hey, Robin, George.
Hello.
This is from Tamer.
How's Tamer?
Says, it's Tamer. I hope you remember me.
You don't remember me, do you?
Please tell George that I did a Ryland last month.
Oh.
I had a ligament tear, but there are three things so funny about it, and even today, I laugh thinking about it.
Right.
And then she numbers them.
Oh, love it.
Number one, it happened during a class in school. The class was over, and I wanted to ask a question to my teacher, and she was about to leave. So whilst running to reach her before she was leaving, I tripped on my bag, which was coincidentally on the floor.
Rings the bell.
Number two, I didn't have any pain after falling, and I even attended gym class afterwards.
Also rings a bell.
That is something that you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
So good.
I bust my knee once and ran 3 miles on it.
You see, Tamer, you see? Number three, the doctor told me that I needed 2 weeks rest, and I missed my final maths exam. There you go. She's doing a Ryland.
Did a Ryland.
Thank you very much for your email.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
There's this guy, 30 years old, he should know better. His name's Glenn Flory. He went into a bank and he robbed a place.
Okay.
And he used a note, right? The note said, and I quote, "Just give me the money and nothing else will happen." And then, you know what he did?
What?
He signed his name under that.
No.
His real name.
No.
That's right, he did.
Oh, and did he leave the note with him?
He left the note with him, yeah, of course he did. The teller gave him about $1,300, that's 500 reals, and called the police. And they studied the surveillance tapes, and they studied the signature, and figured out Glenn was behind the robbery, and they tracked him down within 3 hours and arrested him. This is why people should write more letters.
Why?
More handwritten letters, because when you get too out of practice, you do stuff like this. Right.
That makes you stupid.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Did you have a good birthday weekend?
I had a lovely birthday weekend.
That's nice.
And I ate loads, but I'm back on my juicing now.
You have to eat loads over your birthday, them's the rules.
That's what I thought. Anyway, so Friday, my wife says to me, look, we're going to go out. And me...
And I bet you went, oh!
Yeah, I did. Me being the kind of person I am, thought, oh, I just want to stay at home, watch Netflix. That's what I want to do for my birthday. And I thought, all right, I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. She goes, look, we've got to drive about an hour and a half. It's like, okay. And then she said to me, as we're getting into the car, we had to be there by 10 o'clock.
Oof.
And we're already late. And she then says, oh, I've left something at work. Now, she works down at the Wave, right? Down at Almuge.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, God, you're kidding me. You left something at work. All right, we'll go down and we'll collect that then. So we get down there and we get to the car park and then she wants a Starbucks. So I'm like, well, hang on, we're all already late. Let me just drop you here on the sides. You can go in and get whatever you need to from work. Go and get a Starbucks and I'll park. She goes, no. You've got to park the car up.
Did you get all grumpy? Like, you're ruining the day.
Yes,
I didn't even want.
And I'm going, but we're late. What are you doing? We're late. I park the car up. She goes, come on, let's go and get a Starbucks. All right, then. So we park the car and we get out. And then we go over to the marina. I'm like, well, Starbucks is to the right. And I think she's showing Annie, my six-year-old, some boats. So she looks over. She goes, oh, look at the boats. And I'm like, yeah, brilliant, great.
Whatever.
And then she looks down. She goes, oh, look, there's balloons on that one. I'm like, yeah, great. She goes, oh, it must be for somebody's birthday. And I think, oh, that's nice.
Still nothing.
Still nothing, George.
Oh, my days.
Absolutely nothing. And then she grabs me and she goes, must be for somebody's birthday.
I heard you the first time.
That's when I went, oh, it's my birthday.
Oh,
is that for me then, is it?
And it was. Oh, hang on. Phone. Semi-5.
Hello?
You.
Oh, man. How embarrassing is that?
There's a rule here.
Yeah. What's the rule?
Never be so grumpy around your birthday or Christmas because you don't know where it's going.
You don't, do you?
And then you are going to look. What should we use? What word? I can't
don't.
Think of any appropriate
We're
ones.
On the radio. Stop it.
I'll leave it there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
Le Georges.
Robert!
What is, apart from getting up at 4 a.m. to come in and do this outstanding piece of radio every weekday here on High FM, what is the highlight, the happiest moment of your day?
When I'm about to go to sleep. I love sleeping.
About to go to sleep, okay.
That's really bad, isn't it? I like Netflix.
Right, according to this, 76% of people say that on an average day, their happiest moments are when they're...
Eating!
Hey! Yes! The survey found the 10 foods that make us the happiest. Chocolate.
Yep.
Pizza.
Oh.
Fried foods.
Me.
Steak. Burgers. Spicy foods.
Yep.
Ice cream.
Sometimes.
Brownies. Cheese.
Yes.
And pasta. No matter how bad things are going, all of it vanishes ever so briefly the moment you shove a slice of pizza or a donut into your big gob.
And then you feel even worse afterwards.
Oh! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Seriously though, we stink out loud.
George Ryland.
That was terrible.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.